This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to Hour 2, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And again, why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I want to bring forth the conclusion of hour one real quick, if I might. Bradley, why are you so adamant? Well, one of the reasons I'm so adamant about the things that I do is, first of all, to he who has been forgiven much loves much. That's probably the number one answer right there. Number two is I love God. Number three is I love my brothers and my sisters. Though they're the ones that crucified the Son of God, and they're the ones that still crucify you for telling them the truth. Regardless if they like it or not, it doesn't matter to the Christians in which I'm speaking right now. It's a cross that we must bear. But another reason I actually am so adamant about the things that I'm adamant about is because when we look at the warnings of our forefather in understanding what they went through to give us what we have today, and also the price paid first and foremost, of course, in the natural and in the spiritual, not in that order, that's why I live for what they died for, 2 Corinthians 5:15. But listen carefully in the natural as to what Daniel Webster said. You have a responsibility, America. And he said, hold on, my friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic for which it stands. He said, miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. Hold on to the Constitution. This is true. For if the Constitution, the American Constitution, should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the whole world. You are called the light of the world for a reason. And Isaiah 51 verse 4 tells us why. When you get a moment, go ahead and check it out. It will explain to you as to why we are called the light of the world. Why we say that God has blessed America and that he has shed his grace upon us. Why? Because he has. So again, what we want to do is live for what they died for in the process, understanding what our responsibility is. Folks, not just to ourselves and to our families, but also to others in our country and even worldwide, friends, because foreigners across in foreign lands across this globe, friends, are looking to the American people to right the wrongs. We have a greater responsibility than you might think. To whom much is forgiven. Much is required, and you better bet your bottom dollar much is required by the American people before a just and a holy God, so we need respond accordingly. Amen. Let's go over to what's going on in Washington, D.C., because there's much to highlight concerning that as well. And a Muslim leads them, Hollywood's useful idiots at war with God in America. I was just in Hollywood yesterday, friends. There's nothing good there. They appeal to the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, the love of the world, which is all the spirit of Antichrist. And again, understanding the history, we'll get to that in just a couple moments. I'll tell you what, Hollywood, if that's the way the celebrities, as they call themselves, live, then you know what? They can have it. I don't want it. But again, going back, and a Muslim leads them, Hollywood's useful idiots, and remember, friends, useful idiots. idiots is a correct statement and an earmark to identify these Hollywood stars, as you have been led to believe, these fallen stars who are at war with God in America. Now, I want you to listen to, again, Joseph Goebbels, Nazi propaganda ministers. It's interesting, these useful idiots, which was coined, that phrase was coined by none other than Vladimir Lenin, the revolutionary under none other than the murderous Joseph Stalin. By the way, your press had him, your press, Time had him as the man of the year, I believe, two different times. And your president, President Roosevelt, back in the 30s, had you calling him Uncle Joe, while in fact he was murdering his own people in the millions. Just think about that. But go back to Joseph Goebbels, Nazi propaganda minister. He said, accuse the other side of what you are guilty of. He said, accuse the other side of what you are guilty of. This is all you're seeing today. Read Isaiah 5:20. These are the people that are putting the lie for the truth and truth for the lie. They are putting darkness for the light and light for the darkness. Hey, folks, we don't have to put up with any of that. It's our job as the church, 78% of those that are listening to me right now, and conservatives and patriots, which all claim to come from the Christ. Practice what you preach. It's interesting to note that, friends, we are called to reprove the darkness, the light is. Now, over the last week, what we've been hearing much of is the D.C. Women's March. And it's interesting how the media narrative is set to bring it to you first and foremost. But we want to highlight those that the media is setting the narrative on, okay? For example, the threats coming from none other than the likes of the whore Madonna, who spoke of blowing up the White House, while also shouting out vulgarities like, suck my male gender. Yeah, you heard her right. And I'm sorry I even have to broadcast this, but this is what you put up with, America. Or what of Ashley Judd, a self-professed Christian? Read Titus 1:16. They profess that they know God, but in works deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work they're reprobate. It shows you they don't belong to Christ, yet you have been led to believe that they're Christians, because after all, they say that they're Christians, and then you're led by the horror hireling from the pulpit in America not to judge them. When in fact, we're to examine ourselves on a daily basis to see whether we be in the faith or not. Read 2 Corinthians 13, chapter 4. But remember what Ashley Judd said, making comments like, I feel Hitler in the streets. She said, a mustache traded for a toupee, mocking Donald Trump. Nazis renamed. Folks, they're acting out, Nazis. They're emulating Nazis, and they're calling everybody else that's basically standing on the side of the law, Nazis. But again, accuse the other side of which you are guilty of. That's what these little feminists are doing. Judd went on to make accusations concerning President Donald Trump with regard to favoring his daughter as being a favorite sex symbol. Well, that's, folks, whoa. Whoa. There's lines, America, and they've been crossed. Ashley Judge ended with, our blank, her female genitalia. Again, I'm sorry that I had to broadcast this, but America, you're putting up with this. Our blank are for our pleasure, and they are birthing a new generation of nasty women. So can you imagine the individuals that were actually sitting there listening to these filthy Nazi feminists? I mean, let's go over to Scarlett Johansson. She complains about how male actors are paid more than female actors. Wow. And how when she was 15 years old, she had to use Planned Parenthood. She needed to find someone that would do her killing for her. Though she's just as guilty of it. Concerning the baby in her womb who was fearfully and wonderfully created. Read Proverbs 6:17. So what is it that we have here, America? What we have here is nothing but a bunch of out-of-control, lawless murderers, whores, hypocrites, and feminists that want to lay the guilt of their choices onto the innocent in the womb in which they themselves are guilty of. Read 1 John 3:1 when you get a moment, because we're going to take it a step further, and we're going to update some of the speakers outside of the ones that I've named, friends. Pretty crazy stuff. We'll go to Donna Hilton in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? and the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Granger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Granger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Granger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Granger, Granger, Granger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Granger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Granger. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your back. Call, click safety.granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, you cannot say that I've not given you an opportunity to call in, a friend or foe, whatever the case may be. I get the emails. I get the live feeds. I get the calls. I get the messages on my phone. But it's interesting, folks. One of the things that I see on the live feeds quite a bit is, where are these men at? Speaking of our forefathers, we need them now. Where are those that will stand up and take a stand? America's looking for them. But keep in mind, under judgment, Jeremiah was sent forth looking for the same thing too, but he couldn't find them. Oftentimes people will say, well, how come there's no phone calls? It's not that there's no phone calls. Many times people call in and they call in and they talk about something that's way out in left field. We want to stick to the topic. But I want to tell you, those that are looking for men like those men, namely our forefathers, God is still the same God that He always was. We have to rise to the level of expectation to meet Him on His terms. And there's very far and few between that understand it all as to what I'm talking about right now. And to further, again, solidify this point, friends, it's amazing. The requests that I get to be on other people's shows or television programs. How many requests I get from others that want to add to the Sons of Liberty Media as columnists or contributors. And folks, well, it's like, well, brother, you always have your dukes up. Well, yeah, I'm in the ring all the time. I don't have the luxury of stepping outside of the ring whenever I want to step outside of the ring, folks. I'm in this because my heart is into what I'm doing here. And I'm tired of, for the first several years of ministry, looking for those that Jeremiah was talking about as well, because they're not here. I can't find them. Matter of fact, when I go to what I think, might be the resolve to my desire within heart. I always find it in Christ. I don't find it in man. But the higher I go up in the hierarchy, folks, with the conservatives and the Christians of the day in America, I'm let down without fail every given time. If I was to get my wife on the radio with me right now, she would tell you over and over and over again, your expectation of men, it's never met. Because there's very far and few between. They are needles in a haystack that are men today that really do the stuff. Then understand that God said, when you seek me with your whole heart, you will find me. Not a part of it, not when you get time, but your whole heart. Then you will find him. Jeremiah 29:11-13. Furthermore, in Matthew 6:33, what does it tell us? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. Men are looking what they can get added unto them before they give God their heart. It doesn't work that way. It never has, and it never will. And how many women are listening to me right now, looking to their man to be the man, but the man fails to be the man? Because the man's looking to the woman to be what he needs to be the man that he's called to be. It's not in the woman, brother. It's in Christ. And I say that out of love, and I say it with true, with the Holy Ghost bearing witness to my conscience even now. I say that with all sincerity. With all sincerity, you're listening to a kid that grew up without a dad. You're listening to a dude that grew up, well, his mom was a workaholic. She was always gone, and when she was around, it was with her boyfriends for a moment, and then she was gone again. You're listening to a kid that was raised up by the Spirit of Christ, and all glory goes to him for anything that is Christ-like in my life. Anything outside of that is worth nothing. It's worthless. And I know that. And that's why I strive to put on the garments of salvation that the Lord gives unto us by his grace. Because we're saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. But we strive to enter into the kingdom of heaven, Matthew 7. To put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. It's not hard to shut the television off. It's really not. And it's not hard to serve whom you love. And if it's on television, before where it takes precedence to the Word of God, there you are. And there is the problem. You are backslidden. If you're a heathen and you're trying to figure out what's going on with this dude on the radio, why is this dude always on fire? Because the Bible says we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. As a matter of fact, if you would like to receive a free booklet at any time, you can call in. I'll send you one. It's a testimonial. If you would like to go to the store and see videos of what we have done in high schools, we did a series called My War. It's on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to the store. Order My War. See what God will do with one that is sold out to his purposes. I mean, my business here, friends, is to prove the God of Israel, starting here in my personal life. And then starting in my family, and then starting in my community, and then starting in my city, and then starting in my state, and then starting across the United States of America, in which we are broadcasting over 70 outlets that are playing live radio right now that are listening to me in 53 countries. What can Christ do with a man? Hey, folks, God will come about to show you who you are not, to show you who he is. And the way to do that is to stand in the Bible, draw a circle around it, and say, Lord, I'm not moving until you revive everything in this circle. And God, remember, friends, until you become nothing, God can create nothing out of you. Until you become nothing, God can create nothing out of you. Understand that we are crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, we live, yet not we, but Christ that liveth in us. And the life that we now live in the flesh, we live in by the faith of the Son of God, who loved us and gave himself for us. It's all about him. Not in part, but it's all about him. We're his inheritance. He's our inheritance. I'm always about seeking the God of Israel, because I don't want to die. Let me be personal with you for a moment. I don't want to stand before the Lord on that final day saying, I wish I would have knew more of you while I was on the earth. I want to know him now, so when I die and I go through that transition, from here to the judgment seat, then I'm going to know who he is. He'll be familiar to me. And friends, let me tell you, if you want to rid yourself of sin, then part with sin and unite with Christ. Read Exodus 20, the law of God, which drives you to the foot of the cross, where it can do no more, where you put your faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Read Galatians 3:24, wherefore the law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by faith. Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But don't forget about the Old Testament, which is the character of the Most High God. Don't tell me about how two series movies is all about when you only watch part two and not part one. No, you got to watch the whole of it to understand the whole of who he is. Because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I am here to tell you that we're saved by the power of God, unto faith, by grace, for his glory, because of his mercy. Don't ever forget that. We know how we stand here. We stand in the mercy, in the good graces of a most high, loving and merciful God. But don't forget, folks, that he is a judge first and foremost. And let me make one more point. The man that's ready for judgment is the one that longs to be freed from sin. In spite of me, Lord, in spite of me, fill me with your Spirit, because the Holy Ghost is given unto those that obey. That form of doctrine that's been given unto us. And where did that love come from, folks? That's Romans 6. And also going over to Romans 5. What does it say? The love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us. It's 100% a spiritual walk. And when I get out just 1%, I get agitated. I despise the flesh. I want to be found in Christ. They that are Christ have crucified the lust with this, have crucified the flesh with this lust and its affections. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. That was a free one, being led of the Holy Ghost here, friends. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Accuse the other side of what you are guilty. Talking about, and a Muslim leads them. Hollywood's useful idiots at war with God in America. Just highlighted none other than the whore herself, Madonna. She is a whore. She's a Nazi. She's a feminist. So is Ashley Judd. So is Scarlett Johansson. I mean, folks, you judge them by their fruit, right? Matthew 7, verse 14. Yeah, you do. And what is it that we have here? Nothing but a bunch of out of control, lawless murders. That's what they are. They're celebrating the murder of the baby in the womb. And you're letting them. You've allowed a government to sanction the murder of the innocent. They're whores. They're hypocrites. They say one thing and they do the exact opposite. I mean, they do nothing but promote promiscuity. And then they teach you to go to Planned Parenthood, which is nothing but a bunch of lawless mob blood money to kill off your guilt. You're adding condemnation. I mean, folks, you're adding to judgment upon yourselves. The wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. And keep in mind, on a positive, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us all free from the law of sin and death. We're going to come back, and I'm going to highlight some more of these speakers. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. All right. It's talking about a Muslim leads them, Hollywood's useful idiots at war with God and America. Well, I wanted to highlight another one of the speakers before I actually highlight who is leading up the whole march. It is none other than Donna Hylton. She's kidnapped, raped, and tortured a man to death. Hylton, along with three men and three other women, kidnapped a 62-year-old real estate broker, Thomas Vigliarello, he's Italiano, and held him for ransom. Vigliarello. Wow. Vigliarello. That's a strange one. He's Italian, okay? Let's say it that way. Bradley, you're so uneducated, you can't even speak Italian. No, I'm American, right? Sometimes I have hard enough time speaking American English here, right? I study a lot of old English, though. Old English. But this individual, Hylton, along with three other men and three other women, kidnapped a 62-year-old Italian man and held him for ransom before eventually killing him. As noted in a 1995 Psychology Today article, when asked about forcibly sodomizing the victim with a 3-foot stool pole, one of the assailants replied, "Well, he was a homosexual anyways." Folks, this is one of the speakers at the Women's March. She was sentenced to 25 years in prison. I got a question for you, America. You know how I keep telling you that soft judges produce hardened criminals? You know, that's why she's speaking. I mean, you have a bunch of lawless radicals, outlaws, stirring the people up to act in accordance with them by emulating their every lawless act. We can go on with the list of those that had spoken at the Women's March. And note, friends, that they actually had media coverage. But also note that those that were marching for life there, for some reason or another, which was more, showed up than these feminist Nazis had to come to their little circus concerning what they had to say and what they, you know, they were promulgating. But for some reason or another, those that are marching for life, friends, they don't get media coverage, but these useful idiots that Hollywood promotes to their own demise and to your demise too, that led it, they get the news coverage. And to take it a step further, you do know, America, that the leader of the D.C. Women's March is none other than Linda Sarsour, okay? She is a Palestinian-American activist and executive director of the Arab American Association of New York. She gets the media attention. Those that are marching for life don't get the media attention. Linda Sarsour is an angry Muslim because the United States does not allow Sharia law. And all the irony. Just think of this. A Muslim on the head of Hollywood's useful idiots promoting the murder of their own children so their enemies don't have to do it for them. Nazi feminists playing into the hands of their enemies, and the American people stand back and act as if it's just a, well, it's a football game. Or it's a hockey game. And then after, when it's all over with, they're going to shake hands and they're going to be all buddy-buddy. No, there's a real war going on here, friends. I mean, folks, taking it a step further, it must be sort of some sort of prerequisite that if you want to be a part of Hollywood's club of useful idiots, you'd better come with a full allegiance to the demonic system of Antichrist that I highlighted earlier if you want a job. It's true. Read 1 John 2:15 and 16 and Matthew 4:9. Remember Satan said, "Bow down to me and worship me and I'll give all this to you. It's mine to give." And what did the Lord say to him? He rebuked him. And he said to him, "We serve the Lord our God, and him only shalt thou serve." And before he said that, he said, "It is written." And what I'm highlighting right now, folks, is what is written. Exposing the deviated stick by, again, showing you the straight one. You know, when we were in Hollywood just yesterday, we were walking through, we were tracking people. We were giving them gospel tracts, Law of Grace, Galatians 3:24. And what we notice is, you know, everywhere you step, there seemed to be a star on the ground with one of these fallen stars who does nothing but promote immorality. As if to suggest that we need to flock to them and lavish them with our praises. I mean, these are the ones that are guilty at length, their sin is, for crucifying the Lord of glory who died as the propitiation of the sins of mankind. We're supposed to worship them that crucify the truth. And that's all Hollywood does for the most part, 98.9% of the times, is promote everything opposite of what is true. And if you remember rightly, remember when the Passion of the Christ came out, remember they put up all the warning signs so you didn't actually expose your kids to the crucified Son of God? No, because they didn't want you to see who was guilty for crucifying him, which they themselves are. And so am I, but I repented of that. Going back to these fallen stars and these stars that are in Hollywood, it's interesting, is it not, to see how Satan himself mocks and counters everything that God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ does. Read Isaiah 14. Satan wanted to ascend above the throne of God. Hollywood has the walk of stars in the west. While the wise men followed the star in the east over the house, where the Christ child was at, Matthew 2:2. See, Hollywood is degenerating in so many ways to that which promotes and stands against the American Christian heritage, which, by the way, was founded in righteousness, goodness, and all truth, Ephesians 5:9, which is based on common law, the Mosaic institution which America is founded and established, is that which is Christ fulfilled, Exodus 20, Romans 3:31, by faith. And furthermore, if the American people, again, I love this, knew their history of the churches, and by the way, the churches in Hollywood now are guilty as hell, literally, for promoting that which God condemns. They are now standing up against those that condemn the act of sodomy. It's the professed church, namely in Hollywood, and that disease is spreading as well through omission by not speaking out against it, that is condemning anybody that doesn't accept transgenderism, their mental illness, the reprobate state, that which God calls an abomination. They want you to accept it. If you don't, it's called hate. This is Hollywood. And it's not just that. It's murder. It's anything and everything you can think of, friends. Hollywood has promoted it. But going back on a positive, the American people knew their history of the city of churches, Hollywood land, and how that property was given away for free to those who established parishes, churches, to house their congregants. They would probably blush to see how far backwards things have gone in this country, which they now tolerate. Again, read Isaiah 59. Your sins have separated you between you and your God. Folks, judgment turned backwards. Truth has fallen in the streets. Yep. The city of churches, Hollywood land. Huh. Free land to churches. That wasn't the purpose Hollywood was blessed to give us something in which we tolerate today. The opposite is true. And by the way, friends, this is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to those that Americans are allowing to lead the way. And what are we talking about here? We're talking about how the Muslim is leading the useful idiots in Hollywood to war against God in America. And you know what? I know people get mad at me, the messenger. They shoot the messenger for telling them the truth, because there is no other responsible party outside of those that are supporting it or tolerating it. And that is the American people. It reminds me of the man that was in bed and his dog started to bark. His dog started to bark by warning the man that was in bed because someone was trying to break into the house of the man that was in bed that was bothered by the dog that was barking to warn him. And the dog barked, and the dog barked, and the dog barked, and the dog barked. And the dog barked some more, and the dog barked some more because he loved the owner. He loved the person that was laying in the bed because he wanted to awaken him to the danger which was at hand. And the dog barked, and he barked some more, and he barked some more. And the owner got out of bed. He was so angry with that barking dog that was warning him of the impending danger that he picked up his shotgun and he shot the dog dead. Does that sound familiar, America? Is this why they killed the apostles? Is this why they killed the prophets? Is this why the book of Amos tells us they hated him who rebuked within the gate? Why, yes, it is. Yes, it is. And again, keep in mind, the gospel message is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Your sin is before God. That's why you're in trouble here on this earth. Bring forth fruits, meat of repentance. In other words, stand up against it. If you really say you belong to the Lord, let the Holy Ghost fill you. And you will be moved and led by the Spirit of God. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God. Now, interestingly enough, after the man that was in bed that was bothered by the dog that was barking, he picks up his shotgun, he shoots the dog dead. He goes to bed because now the dog is no longer barking. I can get some sleep now. Well, the man at the door that the dog was warning the man in bed of breaks into the house, and he ends up taking the life of its owner. We need to think about what we're talking about here, friends.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name's Floyd Brown from the Western Center for Journalism. I love Bradley Dean. I'll tell you what, here's a man with passion that is going out and providing important messages to young people, and I really salute him for what he's doing. That's why here at WesternJournalism.com, we run Bradley Dean's op-eds every single week. If you want to read Bradley Dean at WesternJournalism.com, come on over. And I really enjoy the radio program, too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Okay, final segment, 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about, again, friends, a Muslim leads them. Hollywood's useful idiots at war with God in America. I mean, what is it that America maybe you need to see that you don't see yet as to who's assailing you? And do I need to incite law or make reference to law for you to understand that these people are breaking the law? I mean, just think about this. Blowing up the White House. Blowing up the White House. This is the mindset that you're listening to. Okay? Or how about this one? Suck my male gender, said Madonna. Yes, you heard her right. Does that sound like a reprobate? This woman is in concert with little 11 and 12 year old girls while their parents are paying for their tickets to see this whore. Isn't it interesting to note that she's sitting there saying in front of these kids, I don't give a blank if I go to hell. I mean, these are the people that the state-controlled narrative is setting. This is their narrative, friends. These are the people that they're using to war against you. America, here's a big flag waving back and forth in front of your face. Here's the trumpet blaring. You're under attack. It's not over because Donald Trump is there. No, it's still going. And I want you to remember something, America. The same media that was propping up Barack Hussein Obama is the same media that's at work while Donald Trump is there. Why is it that you tolerate the media to operate in such a criminal fashion, all the while knowing what they're doing is criminal? Nobody can prove otherwise. That's why we don't ever get any questions from those that you call the left or the liberals' friends, which are criminals. This is why you don't hear from them. This is why they're not calling in. Because they know what I'm telling you is true. That's why they hate me. Read John 3:18. They hate the light. They love darkness. Okay? And that's their choice. But they're still to abide by the laws that me and you are to abide by. It doesn't matter if they're the left or the liberals, and I am so sick and tired of conservatives talking about the left and the liberals. I mean, as if to suggest that the left and the liberals are not the fruit of what they tolerate. I am so sick of their compromise. I am so sick of their hypocrisy, and it comes from the professed church, too. It reminds me of Elijah on top of Mount Carmel saying, "How long will you falter between two opinions? Either the Lord is God, or he's not." I mean, that's really the bottom line. I'm here to tell you, friends, he is. I mean, he is. That's just the bottom line. And of course, we understand that Elijah, God bore witness because the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 4, verse 20, that the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power, of course. And we understand what 1 Corinthians 2:5 says, that you're not to find your faith in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God, of course. And what does God do? He drops the fire. He exposes the false prophets, those that claim to be good. This is interesting. I was watching Jerry Brown, the governor. I mean, folks, it's you can't embellish how bad it is in California with this guy. I mean, he's criminal. When I was doing the Tea Party, I said, "Your governor here, he's a criminal." And everybody, "Oh, yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is." Well, why are you subjecting yourself to him? I mean, this guy, just the other day, is talking about how he's going to stand. The folks, as a matter of fact, they're calling for secession. They want to break away from the union because they're a country unto themselves. I just seen an operative called a representative in that prospective state that says, you know, it doesn't matter what the Constitution says. If we want to pass a bill, we'll just go ahead and pass it. Well, that's what they've been doing for the longest of times. As a matter of fact, you even heard that from a conservative called Senator John Glenn, who's probably paying the piper right now, right? He's dead and gone now. He didn't want to listen to Moses and the prophets. And therefore, he wouldn't hear, though one rose from the dead. And now he's going to pay the price. To he who has ears to hear the Spirit of the Lord, let him hear what he has to say. And he who has eyes, so on and so forth. Friends, but do you know that this governor in California, I mean, he's talking about the truth goes marching on as he's advocating everything that God condemns. California is not turning back. Not now, not ever. I mean, it's to suggest anybody believes what he says. He vowed to fight against the Trump administration. We've seen the bold assertion of alternative facts, whatever they are, he says. This is the guy that's advocated the transgender bills in the bathrooms. He said, "We've heard the blatant attacks on science." In other words, those that have actually brought forth the facts concerning false facts concerning what they call science through climate change. I mean, folks, are there that many useful idiots in California? And then he talks about the familiar signposts of our democracy, truth, civility, and working together. Hey, folks, guess what? This criminal's never a day in his life read the Constitution, because if he did, just like the president that you tolerated for 8 years, who continuously inundates you like George Bush and Bill Clinton did, that we're a democracy. Well, there you have it. That's why you're in trouble. We're a republic. We're in the rule of law in the United States, an empire of laws, not opinions, as a democracy would be. I wonder if this criminal knows what the Constitution of the United States states. I wonder if the American people understand what the Constitution and what it states in the Constitution states. Because if they did, they wouldn't tolerate these criminals that you call representatives. Because when you listen to this guy's rhetoric, speaking of the governor, Jerry Brown, in California, he doesn't have a lawful leg to stand on. and neither do those corrupt representatives in that state. And P.S., it's not just California. It's all across the land. And why? Because as we all highlight, and maybe some take delight in the fact that we're calling out the corruption of those that we're highlighting today, isn't it interesting those that tolerate those that are corrupt are just as guilty before God? That's my message. And it's true. What we have today is exactly the level of crime that you're willing, not me, that you're willing to submit to. It's injustice, yep. You've submitted yourself to that injustice. And they're going to assail you again and again and again and again and again and again and again until there's nothing left. And then you're going to stand before God on Judgment Day. Because many are saying, I can't wait until I get out of here. Oh, I would put a check on that, friends. I would do everything that I could do before I get there. Oh, I can't wait until I get out of here. Oh, I can't wait until I get out of here. Well, what's going to happen when you get out of here? You're going to answer to God for what you left undone? That's my message. Nothing new. It's all scripture, friends. The message is the same as it always will be. The same message that Jonah preached to Nineveh is the one I preach to. Oh, and I just don't like that, Bradley. It's very offensive. Well, if you love the truth, you wouldn't be offended at all. You'd love the truth. You'd adhere to the truth. You'd be doing the same thing that I'm doing right now across the land. And we wouldn't be in the situation that we're in today. Because diplomacy is seduction in another guise. I just don't have that gift. Praise God. Friends, we are in the position that we're in today because of what we tolerate. It was none other than Elijah who sent, Elijah was sent to the people and said, how long will you waver between two opinions in the face of the corrupt king Ahab and the false prophets? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, follow him. America, you might want to get your God and his characteristics right because you're following the wrong one by tolerating what you're tolerating.
And one thing that we have noticed is that our ministry, we are doers of the word and not hearers only. I was just talking to a supporter who was saying, you know, when they were having the transgender bathroom bill out in North Carolina, you know, how many people actually showed up and how many people did not show up? And the churches that did not participate because they didn't want to, you know, jeopardize
things. They complain about him. And that represents America.
Yep.
Not just there. They complain about corruption in government, but when it's time to protest
and do something,
they're
about
the
it.
Furthest ones away from their duty.
That's exactly
that
right.
That is a hypocrite.
And that is not what this ministry is about. This ministry is about doing what God called us to do and saying what needs to be done. They both go hand in hand. Faith without works is dead. You show your faith by your works. So if you're not doing anything for the Lord, then I would question the fact, are you really his? And we in this
and
ministry...
And it's a spirit of Antichrist that does not.
Absolutely. Because you don't, if you really believe Christ, you'd do something for his name's sake. And if you really loved him with your heart, you'd be motivated by that love to action, 1 John 3:18. But please, we do need your support in this ministry. Monthly supporters are so very important and key to getting the word out there. It's our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program. If you've heard our radio program before, you have heard about this program. But please do check it out for you first-time listeners as well. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. You can choose what level of membership is right for you and support this work that's doing all it can do, and making sure that the gospel gets preached throughout this land.
Love you by what we do. Luke 19:10. See ya. See ya. See ya.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.